How is it possible that in 2022, we're still talking about blasphemy? Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Russell, Ontario, Canada. You're listening to Quick Hits, short podcasts about issues related to national security and public safety. Okay, yeah, I know I've said it 1,000 times before, but I am a huge Monty Python fan, and I have been since the group pretty well got its start in the 1960s. I remember watching episodes on a PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, affiliate in London, Ontario, where I'm from, back in the early 70s. I watched all the Monty Python films. I owned the Monty Python 16-ton megaset of all their episodes when they were on British television. And I still think that their movies are amongst the greatest ever done. Monty Python and the Holy Grail has to be the best movie ever made. Another movie that I found really interesting and quite funny, which was quite controversial at the time, was Monty Python's Life of Brian. Now, that came out, I think I was still in high school at the time, maybe early university. And when it came out, it had quite the impact. Many Christian faiths were aghast at its portrayal of various churches. And the creators of Monty Python were actually accused of blasphemy. Now, just to remind you, for those who aren't familiar with this term and maybe aren't very religious, blasphemy is essentially the taking of God's name in vain, or the criticism of a given faith against what the holders of that faith are willing to tolerate. In fact, is what one of the commandments says: "Thou shalt not use the name the Lord thy God's name in vain." And there's this great scene in Monty Python's Life of Brian where John Cleese, one of the members of the troupe, is playing this rabbi, and he's standing out in the open, and there's a couple of guards who have this guy dressed in what looks like a diaper, an old man, and he's been accused of blasphemy. He's been accused of using the name Jehovah in vain. And there's all these people waiting to stone this person to death because the penalty for blasphemy was stoning. And it's even more hilarious. All the people that with stones are actually women wearing beards because women weren't allowed right there. And at one point, John Cleese asks, "Are there any women here?" And they all say, "No, no, no," in very deep voices. And the sin for which this man was going to be stoned to death was having said to his wife after dinner one night, "That piece of halibut was good enough for Jehovah." At which point, these stones start coming out. John Cleese gets angry. And at the end of the skit, John Cleese says Jehovah, and all the people stone him, and then they drop this big boulder on him, and they end up killing him. This, of course, is humor. This is Monty Python, after all. But you'd think that blasphemy, or the charge of blasphemy, is something that belongs to things that happened a long time ago. And there's this article in the June 22nd edition of History Today, which is a British history magazine I subscribe to, under the title Burn in Hell, it says, in 1022, heretics were discovered in northern France and burned to death for their crimes. And the article goes on to say this was actually quite new, not very commonplace then. It got more commonplace later. But it says, quote, "Burning alive, it has been suggested, was chosen in this case to represent symbolically the fires of hell into which the heretics would descend." That was in 1022. That's 1,000 years ago. And yet nowadays, we actually still have the crime of blasphemy that is being used in a variety of countries to punish people. So here's a bit of an excerpt from an article on a website I subscribe to. It's called E-Radicalization. The full title is The European Eye on Radicalization, and under an article entitled "What the Ongoing Diplomatic Row Tells Us About Right-Wing Extremism in India," written by Mohammed Sinan Siek. And he writes basically that Hindu extremists in India, this is a problem I talked about an awful lot in my book, When Religions Kill, about this problem, is that Hindu extremists have been targeting largely Muslims in India for quite some time. And they accuse them of things like what they call love jihad, whereas they're apparently forcibly converting Hindu girls to Islam before they marry them. They've accused people of eating beef for some Hindu extremists. Of course, cows are sacred. and that anyone who eats them must be, in fact, dealt with. The people died in India. A lot of this, in fact, is taking place under the rubric of the BJP, the Bharat Janata Party, which is the ruling party in India. We seem to be doing nothing about it. And in this article, he goes on to say how, in fact, people that have taken part in acts of extremism are not only not being punished, but in fact, they are elected. And they're getting followings in India for the hatred that they spew, not only against Muslims, but also against Christians and others for essentially not following what these Hindu extremists want to do. Another story that I've come across recently, which also talks about blasphemy, is that there's been this issue in India where two members of the BJP made some remarks that many Muslim nations have thought were as insulting to the Prophet Muhammad. And just last week, there was an attack on a Sikh temple in Afghanistan. And there's an article here in CNN, I'll link to it. Islamic State, because there's an Islamic State affiliate in Afghanistan called Islamic State in Khorasan, says the attack on a Sikh temple is revenge for the insults against the Prophet, showing yet once more that Islamist terrorists aren't the sharpest pencils in the box, because they attacked a Sikh Gurdwara, so a place that is sacred, holy to Sikh, not Hindus, and they say this is revenge for the fact that Hindus insulted Islam. So go figure, these guys can't even read the news properly. Another incident that's come up recently, there's a new Disney film starring Buzz Lightyear, which has been banned in many Muslim countries because of apparently there's a scene in which two females kiss. So this is somehow blaspheme, according to certain people. Well, why am I raising this? Basically, at its heart, blasphemy or accusations of blasphemy are nothing more than religious extremism. They are thoughts that certain people have a monopoly on faith, what faith should be or what faith should not be, and they are willing to harass, assault, and even kill those who take their version of God's name in vain, or they insult their version of a deity, etc., etc. In fact, this is terrorism. Under the Canadian Criminal Code, terrorism is an act of serious violence carried out for religious, political, or ideological reasons. And therefore, this meets the definition of terrorism, not just in Canada, but in a lot of countries around the world. I find it almost impossible to accept that in 2022, there are people out there who still think that blasphemy is a problem. In actual fact, in many parts of the world, we have secular, non-religious societies. We went through the stage where religious leaders and religious faiths were in charge of running countries. In the Middle Ages in Europe, pretty well every monarch was either Catholic or Protestant or something, and the church had a disproportionate control or influence over how that country was run. Those days are gone. Obviously not in all parts of the world. The Taliban, which is a listed terrorist entity in Canada, and which is nothing but a bunch of Islamist terrorists, now runs that country, and they are imposing their antediluvian, archaic, medieval version of Islam on Afghan citizens. And if you do anything to go against that, you better watch your back, because the Taliban is still killing people that it sees as not towing the line when it comes to their version of Islam. So this is terrorism at its most fundamental level. I have a piece of advice for people. I'm not very religious. I was at one point, I no longer am. I don't think people should go out of their way to insult somebody's faith. My motto is live and let live. I think you're a bit of a douchebag if you take some pleasure in making fun of somebody's belief system. It shows what kind of an asshole you are. But at the same time, nobody should be threatened with assault or death or whatever because of a perceived slight against someone's religion. Again, it's not in good taste, but it sure as heck doesn't warrant the death penalty. So can I please put an appeal out there to anybody who happens to hew to their faith very seriously, a great deal of devotion, that's fine. I think you're certainly entitled to do that. It's a free world. You should certainly be allowed to worship whomever you would like. But when you come across people who don't share your views, don't kill them. It's as simple as that. Because what you've done, in fact, is become a terrorist. And I don't think becoming a terrorist is a good thing. Anyhow, that's what I think. Curious how you view this notion of blasphemy in 2022 and these attacks that are being carried out by a variety of religious groups around the world against those who are perceived as having insulted their faith. Love to hear your feedback. You can reach me on email, borealisrisk@gmail.com, or on Twitter @BorealisSaves. You can also find me on LinkedIn and on Facebook. If you like the content, want to get more of it, go to my website, borealisthreatandrisk.com, hit the subscribe button, get access to all the podcasts, blogs that are forthcoming at some point, as well as all the historical material going back to 2015. Love to hear from you. I'll talk to you again soon. Until then, take care.